This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell. Today we're looking at February 20th, and on this date in 1872, one of the most well-known and prestigious art museums, the Metropolitan Museum of Art, or the Met, opened its doors to the public for the first time in New York City. The actual museum was founded a few years earlier, but it was a bit incomplete due to the fact that there was no building or artwork. But the trustees moved rather quickly to find a collection. They acquired a group of 174 old master paintings, later to be known as the Purchase of 1871, and a year later, the first exhibition space at the Dodworth Building was secured at a lease of $9,000 a year. Today, it remains one of the most popular tourist stops at its current location in Central Park. And while the world continues to ponder what a flying automobile might be like in the future, there actually was one that flew on this date in 1937. It was a combination tested in Santa Monica, California, built by the Waterman Aeroplane Corporation and designed by aero engineer Waldo Dean Waterman. The vehicle was named Aerobile and boasted a top airspeed of 120 miles per hour and 70 on the highway at a time when most cars were wheezing at 60. The first official flight took place the next day when it was successfully flown across the country to Cleveland to be demonstrated to the public at the National Air Races. And that's it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk tomorrow when today is history.